Good day, and welcome to the first quarter 2012 unaudited consolidated financial results conference call of KTK. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Anton Rumyantsev. Please go ahead.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Troika Dialogue, I would like to welcome all the participants and thank KTK management for participating in today's conference call. KTK is represented by Eduard Aleksienko, first Deputy CEO, and Vasily Rumyantsev, who is Investor Relations Manager. Now I would like to pass the floor to Vasily. Vasily, please proceed.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for connecting to KTK presentation of consolidated financial statements for the first quarter 2012. My name is Vasily Rumyantsev, and I'm an Investor Relations Manager in KTK. I will make a quick review of operating performance, and after that, our first Deputy CEO of KTK, Eduard Aleksienko, will comment on Q1 2012 financial results and provide us with guidance for Q2. After that, we plan to have a Q&A session to answer your questions. Let's start. Operational highlights. During the first quarter 2012, the company produced 2.18 million tons of coal, representing a 19% increase year-on-year. Production was down by 15% quarter-on-quarter as a result of lower sales volumes. The volume of coal sales in first quarter 2012 decreased by 16% to 2.81 million tons because of decrease of shipments to Eastern Europe. Within the reduced sales volumes, the share of export sales rose slightly from 53%-57%. In the first quarter 2012, the average price of coal increased by 5% quarter-on-quarter, up to $45.02 per ton, net of VAT and railroad tariff. The average domestic price increased by 3% to $41.06 per ton. The average export price continued its growth and reached $47.96 per ton, exceeding Q4 2011 price by 5%. The average export price in the Asia Pacific region reached $49.02 per ton, showing the increase of 18% compared to the fourth quarter of 2011, and increase of 33% compared with first quarter 2011. The average selling price in the European market amounted $47.32 per ton. The strength in prices in the first quarter 2012 has not carried forward into second quarter due to the lower demand in the face of the ongoing macroeconomic turmoil. Eduard?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Revenue for the first quarter 2012 increased by 23% year-on-year, but was 12% lower quarter-on-quarter at $222 million due to combination of seasonal slowdown coupled with reduced demand in export markets. Average sales price in the first quarter 2012 were 13% higher year-on-year and 5% higher quarter-on-quarter. EBITDA grew by 18% year-on-year to $37 million. However, the first quarter 2012 EBITDA was 18% lower on quarter-on-quarter basis, as lower volume were not offset by higher average sales price during the quarter. Net profit in the first quarter 2012 at $30 million increased by 51% year-on-year and increased by 15% quarter-on-quarter, largely due to a positive impact from ruble exchange rate movements. At March 31, 2012, net debt amounted $125 million. It increased by 38% quarter-on-quarter and by 129% year-on-year. At the reporting date, the net debt to EBITDA ratio was 0.9. The company's debt increased as part of an investment program for 2012, in particular the financing of construction of the Cascade 2 enrichment plant, which is due to come on stream towards the end of 2012. The plan will allow the company to process 4 million tons of coal, leading to significant increase in the percentage of enriched export quality coal and reduce of low value at run-of-mine coal sales. In the first quarter 2012, company's total ruble operation cash cost decreased by 6% compared to fourth quarter 2011 due to low production volume. Production cash cost per ton of coal amounted $26. These figures increased by 11% quarter-on-quarter and 23% year-on-year, as the reduction in the ruble operating cost was smaller than the 15% fall in production volumes quarter-on-quarter, leading to an increase in per unit cost compared to fourth quarter 2011. Outlook for Q2 2012. Due to the seasonality of the coal consumption in the Russian and the unfavorable price situation in the export market, the company has reduced production schedule for the Q2 2012 by 2% from 1.92 million tons to 1.88 million tons of coal, of which 1.68 million tons will be run of mine and 0.2 million tons will be produced at the enrichment plant Cascade. We believe that volume demand and possible price will be constrained in most export market for the remainder of 2012 due to the ongoing economic turmoil and corresponding GDP contraction in the euro area. Based on the price situation on export markets, the management of a KTK expect revenue, EBITDA and net profit saving performance in the 2012 and the level of 2011 with a possible slight increase if a favorable situation on export markets develops in the second half of 2012. Vasily?
Thanks for your attention, and now we are going to start a Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We have our first question. It comes from Oleg Petropavlovsky from BCS. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Eduard, Vasily. Thank you for your presentation. Congratulations on great results. I have one question regarding the recent news on railway tariffs, which may be hiked by 11% in 2013 and by 11% in the next 2 years. What do you think about it, and what will be the influence on the KTK's financial performance if these tariffs will be hiked by 11% over the next 3 years?
Thank you for your question. Hold on.
Да, на самом деле есть такие прогнозы, но это только предложение Минтранса на сегодняшний день, и они еще не утверждены ФСТ. В свою очередь мы прогнозировали рост по ЖД-тарифу, там, не превышая 8-10%. Данный уровень повышения, естественно, выше, чем мы ожидали. Но в целом, конечно, это позитива не добавит.
These plans are still not approved by FST, and our internal forecast was from 8-10%. Of course, the higher rates won't be positive to our financial performance.
Thank you very much.
Естественно, все зависит от цены на международном рынке. Если говорить о сегодняшней ситуации, то и если цены останутся на текущих уровнях, это, конечно, не позволит реализацию на экспорт. Так как сегодняшняя цена $85 CFR.
Situation with export pricing, these increases won't allow to export coal. Today's price at CIF ARA is $85 per ton.
Но со своей стороны мы все-таки считаем, что сегодняшний спад цены происходит из-за отсутствия каких-либо закупок со стороны Китая. Это происходит обычно в первом полугодии, и начиная со второго квартала Китай начинает увеличивать объемы закупаемого угля, и цена вырастает.
We think that today's situation with prices is a part of the big game of China. They usually reduce their demand in the first and the second quarter, and then the demand will recover in the second half of the year.
Our next question comes from Anton Rumyantsev. Please go ahead.
Hi again, gentlemen. Thank you for the presentation. Just some questions from my side, if I may. The first one is, in the press release you have stated that you will cut your sales plans for 2012 because of a weak market, and so the plans are cut for 2% for the second quarter, but there is no information about your plans for the second half of the year. Could you please share your view with us? Actually, what potential sales plans cuts we can wait from the second half of the year, and how it can affect your production plans, which are currently standing at 9.3 million tons. Please answer this question, and after it I will ask another one. Thanks.
Thank you, Anton. Just a moment.
Ну, на самом деле, снижение во втором квартале объемов – это происходит у нас не первый раз, а в связи с снижением потребления сезонным спросом объемы реализации во втором квартале исторически снижались у Кузбасской топливной компании, и это соответствует нашим планам годовым, и исходя из чего мы не планируем снижение объемов реализации, как и ранее мы планируем добыть 9,3 миллиона.
This decrease happens every year, and we don't plan to reduce our production in this situation.
Okay, thank you. And the second question is that on the page 15 of your presentation, I noted that you have started again to disclose your average transportation cost for European direction and for Asian Pacific direction. And I saw that the average price for transporting coal to Poland was around 52 or even 51 US dollars per ton, and if we compare it to the price which was actually disclosed for 9 months 2011, it was around $52 per ton. So actually, it was not the growth, but decrease in transportation cost. And as for southeastern direction, there was an increase from $42 to $45 per ton. If we compare 9 months 2011, when it was disclosed, to the current disclosure. So could you please tell us what is the reason of such difference in direction of transportation costs? And is there any potential for a further decrease of transportation costs to Poland if there are some factors which actually give you such a benefit? Thanks.
Ну, что касается западного направления, изменение среднего тарифа, возможно, из-за изменения структуры поставок на разные станции, потому что железнодорожный тариф в Польшу составляет от 1500 до 1700 рублей. Соответственно, железнодорожный тариф находится в рамках наших ожиданий.
Speaking about eastern direction of sales, the structure, this is because of the change in structure of supplies, and we are, disclosed the price of transporting of coal to Poland from 1,500 rubles to 1,700 rubles, and that is in line with our previous disclosures.
Что касается восточного направления, то она также находится там в рамках ожидания, так как весь железнодорожный тариф номинируется в рублях, и я ранее говорил, что он составляет 1400 рублей, здесь видно, что он даже немножко меньше, но здесь изменений у нас никаких нет на самом деле.
Speaking about Asian direction, we disclosed 1,400 rubles as a tariff, and that is in line with our previous materials.
Соответственно, изменение курса рубля также сказывается на изменении стоимости тарифов долларов.
And the other thing that can affect the changes in tariffs is the exchange rate from rubles to dollars as well.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We have no more questions.
Okay, if there's no more questions, thanks everyone for joining our conference call. All the materials will be published on our website, such as a record of this conference call and a transcript. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.